This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And we're going to talk about that looting of the treasury here in a moment. We'll get to some more emails, have a cultural discussion that I'm sure will offend many people. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we have discussed this before, but the reason so many of these people find jobs in and around government is the money. The money. Let me put it this way. If I, let's say I had a gigantic chest full of cash, $100 bills. I don't have one of those, by the way. It's a security concern. But let's say I had a gigantic chest full of $100 bills and the word got out. How many different people would try to find a way to get their hands on that money? Criminals probably show up, stick a gun in my face to try to steal the money. Legitimate people, friends, family members, neighbors. Hey, you need? I need some extra cash. You mind if I, can I get a loan? Hey, I'll work it off. But just the fact that there's a big pot of money there is going to attract people. It's human nature. You know what the biggest pot of money in the history of mankind is? The United States Treasury. Even though it's empty, the United States Treasury is a vast quantity of money. Trillions of dollars with a T changing hands all the time. And just like that big chest full of cash that I don't actually have, people want it. They're looking at it and they want to find a way to get some of that cash. So they take jobs in government. They run for office, they take jobs in the bureaucracy, and they steal every single day. In the federal government, how it always, always works, it's really the Joe Biden model. Courtesy of the Biden family, we really got a great window into how political corruption works. What Joe Biden and his scumbag family did, it's what so many of them do. How's it work? Well, I'm going to take my position as senator or vice president or president, and that gives me an incredible amount of access to that treasury. I essentially have the ultimate security badge that'll let me right into the big treasury room when I'm one of these politicians. And because I have access to that treasury, people will find a way to get money into my hands in order to get access to that treasury in exchange for access to that treasury. So with the Biden family, you know how it works. He's vice president. He has to take a trip over to China officially as the vice president. What do you do? Well, throw your scumbag son on the plane, Air Force Two, Hunter Biden. You go land and you take off for your official duties. Hunter Biden, he goes and finds a way to get some Chinese cash. Now, how's Hunter Biden going to do that? He's a scumbag and an addict and a loser. He doesn't have anything somebody would pay for. Correct. But Joe Biden does. And what Joe Biden has is what? Access to the treasury. It's all about that. And so these politicians, family members, friends, they'll start NGOs or they'll start a charity, usually the same thing, or they'll start this or that, some sort of an organization. And then after they start the organization, the person who has access to the treasury figures out a way to funnel vast quantities of cash into that organization. That's how corruption works at the federal level. And this is why I have ranted and raved over and over again about us stopping using that term waste when it comes to government corruption. It's waste, fraud, and abuse. It's waste, fraud, and abuse. It's not waste. It's theft. They're stealing from you. Scott Bessent sat in front of Congress today. He said this.
Of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury Account Symbol. We discovered that more than one-third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have the crackdown on that. Every payment now requires a TASS number.
That's not waste. It didn't happen by accident. Somebody didn't trip and fall and spill their coffee on a computer and, oh, would you look at that? A third of the payments we send out, you can't even track them. That didn't happen by accident. They're stealing from you. They're stealing from me. And not little thefts either. We're not talking about a candy bar. Not that that's okay. Vast quantities of wealth from you, your children, and their children after them. Here's a story from Luke Rosiak at the Daily Wire. He's a great investigative reporter. I've had him on my TV show a couple times. Headline is this. Foreign aid official who resisted DOGE took secret payments after steering Africa money to a friend. Here's the story, just a little excerpt from it. Matthew Zahau, I don't know how to say his name, he's the chief financial officer of the African Development Foundation. Well, DOGE, they wanted access to his books. Hey, you're taking some government money. Let us in there. Let us take a look at it. And he said, no, you're not allowed. They had to physically take over the building with U.S. Marshals in order to get access to everything. Why? Because he was stealing and sending your money to his friend. That's how federal corruption works. And this is why it's incredibly, incredibly aggravating to watch the GOP get ready to hand out another $1 trillion to all these exact same organizations after claiming they're angry about it. Like I said before, it's like handing a heroin addict a suitcase full of cash. It's a guarantee to be a disaster. You can't hand a criminal organization a blank check, because then they'll commit crimes with it. Our government is designed. It's now, it wasn't before, but it is now. Now that it's been taken over by evil people, our government is a large scheme designed to steal your money, designed to raid and loot the United States Treasury. And everything works to that end, to steal from you. Oh, look at this one. Nora O'Donnell, she's that, almost said something really bad. She's that communist reporter for CBS. Here's a headline for you from Free Beacon. Nora O'Donnell makes the news as ICE audits her husband's restaurant. Oh, wouldn't you know? What a shock. Once again, there's one big system, and all of it seems to work only for the left. All the time. All the time. Drives me absolutely nuts. Do some emails. Jesse, I listen every day on the drive home from work. I'm 55 and learning about World War II. I have a question to what happened to the 88's flak. Didn't it come down on the guys that fired it? Could be bad for folks on the ground. Great show. I hope I get to hear a reply, if any. There's all kinds of... Look, World War II is the largest man-made event in human history by a mile. And so as crazy as it sounds, there's all kinds of stuff that you don't know and I don't know about it, just because it's so vast and it took place in so many different parts of the world. Every single time I read a new World War II book, and I've read a lot of them, every single time I read a new one, I learn something I had no earthly idea about. And one of those things, it's funny you brought this up, is the number of people who were killed or injured of things falling from the sky. And it wasn't always flak, like weapons. Flak is an aerial grenade. I'll put it to you that way. They shoot around up in the air. It explodes at a certain elevation, or eventually we got to the place where we had radar in them, but that's another story entirely. It explodes. You preset it at a certain elevation, and it blows up in the middle of the sky. You're hoping to hurt the plane. They use them on us all the time. But it's more than just flak. Every round shot, every bullet shot, everything came down. Part of weapon safety today. Don't shoot your weapon in the air. I think about it every time I turn on one of these videos, and it's usually in some Middle Eastern dump. You'll see a bunch of people dancing around the fire, cooking off AK-47s in the air. Every single one of those rounds is going to come down somewhere. And if it hits somebody in the head, they're going to die. That's a thing in World War II. You could be driving, you could be on a mission, and let's say your plane gets shot, and let's say your canteen on your side catches fire or gets damaged. You just grab it and throw it out the window. That canteen could land and kill somebody, and it did happen. It's a crazy little thing. You know what else is crazy? I really can't wrap my mind around the people who walk around not ready to stop an evil man from hurting them, because evil men are all over the place. Go look up. You want an inspiration for you? Go look up the sex offender registry in your area. Your area. There are scumbags all around you. Get a Byrna pistol launcher, especially now that they have the new compact launcher. It's Mother's Day, by the way. I know what you should get mom and yourself and your son and your wife and your husband. Get a compact launcher. It's the size of a smartphone. It's non-lethal. That's why it's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You just order it. It's crazy that you would not have one. I carry lethal and non-lethal. That's why I love my Byrna. But maybe you're in California and you can't carry. You can carry a Byrna. Unless you have some different plan on how to stop the 250-pound monster who's about to hurt you at your car. BYRNA. You can go try one at a dealer near you. Byrna.com. BYRNA. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. I have to remind you, one, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'd be remiss if I didn't play Scott Bessent going up against Maxine Waters in Congress. I'm only playing this because it's funny. The IQ gap has never, ever been larger in a congressional exchange.
You can't filibuster here. This is not the filibuster playground. And so what you did was you let these strangers into our treasury with access to all of the data, all of the personnel information, and you just opened the door. Why'd you do that?
No, ma'am. They were Treasury employees.
Oh, are you saying today in front of this committee that all of them were Treasury employees, that the 25-year-old who's being identified, who worked for Elon Musk, was allowed into the Treasury? Was that person there?
He was a Treasury employee, as was Tom Krause, the senior person on the Doge team. There were only two people.
There were Doge employees also.
Jesse, I was recently released from federal prison. Hey, that's cool. Congrats. A fact that I am not proud of, he says. But I want to reach out because of what I've seen over the last year. The horrors that the Democrats have created with the transgender policy and how it affects the basic medical care for those who are not. The DEI hires who put not just inmates but officers themselves in danger. There are so many things I want to get out in the open. This is not a poor inmate message, as again, I'm not proud of my past, but there is much I think normal people don't know. Free estrogen patches for anyone followed by prison-paid surgery. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the guy goes on and on, and he says, I pray God continues to bless you for the work you do. Thank you. No, bless you, brother. Good job getting out. And don't sit and beat yourself up over what your past was. You're out. Enjoy the freedom. Carve a new path for yourself. Good for you. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of the story because it's kind of ugly and there's kids listening, but it's about the rise of assault, the horrible assaults of women in Europe, and how they have tripled amid the surge of people from other countries, of mainly Muslim migration from places like Afghanistan and all over the place. It's been really bad. And what it's meant for the women of Europe. My purpose of this talk, which will be very brief, is this. Don't ever, ever accept from anybody that all cultures are equal. That's not true. There are many different cultures on this planet and many different ones that are wonderful, wonderful cultures. They're different, but wonderful. And there are many cultures on this planet that are garbage. And you should never allow that culture into your country. There are places specifically where we know there are predators in there. Afghanistan is one of the main ones. European country after European country has experienced this. We here in America have experienced this. Mass migration from Afghanistan is a guarantee that your women will be abused in some way, assaulted in some way. Somalia is the exact same thing. Somalia has one of the lowest IQs on average on the planet. I believe it's 68 or 70. It's borderline. I believe it counts as retardation. I think I'm right about that. Either way, it's borderline. That's the average IQ. It's run by warlords. The women have to endure. I can't say it on the air. I'm not going to say it on the air. There's a medical procedure they put the women through that is just really, really gross, really terrible to these poor women. And yet here in the United States of America, we will simply grab thousands at a time and bring them here. And you should never do that. Don't ever do that. And don't ever get sucked into that lie that all cultures are equal and, well, what everyone does is fine. No, some cultures treat women like garbage. Some cultures treat children, too, like garbage. There's a lot of those. And if you allow that culture en masse into your country will not change them. Your countrymen will suffer for it. This is how it works. You see, if you were to grab, I just mentioned Somalia, so we'll make it about that. If you're to grab one family from Somalia and bring them into America, you would end up being okay because out of necessity, that family would assimilate. They would have to learn the culture and the language because they're outnumbered. There's nothing else for them to do. They would have to figure out how to assimilate. But when you grab 50,000 of them, you remove the need for them to assimilate because they all just move in together and they all have the same restaurants, the same mosques, the same schools, the same everything. They simply conquer an area and it becomes Little Somalia. When's the last time you went to Mall of America in Minneapolis? Did you enjoy the experience? All cultures are not equal. Some cultures are stinky garbage and you should keep them out of your country. And any politician, Democrat or Republican, who wants their mass importation into your country is the enemy and should be stopped. Also, what have you done to protect your retirement? Your 401k, it's no guarantee it's going to stay where it is. Remember that little hiccup we had in the market? Why do you think countries are grabbing up gold as fast as they can grab it? Why do you think that is? They know. As we move forward, as the world's economic system gets on shakier and shakier ground, there's one thing that is a guarantee. Nothing else. There's one thing that's a guarantee. Precious metals will hold incredible value. We know that because of history. We know that because if you took a bag of gold 1,000 years ago, you'd be rich. If I teleport you 1,000 years into the future, you'd be rich if the world's still here by then. Gold Co. They will get it into your retirement so you don't lose your retirement. And they are the ones you can trust. Over 6,000 five-star reviews. White glove customer service. They make it easy for you. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, and we are going to do some emails here, but I'm just along the same lines we've been talking about tonight. Headline is, most Californians support armed police officers at schools, a new poll shows. And that really shows the duality of man, doesn't it? Parents in California, they want schools to be safe places with armed guards. But parents in California still vote for Democrats, who are the most pro-crime party, nakedly pro-crime. And they're not even hiding it really anymore. My heart breaks for the great people in California, for all the Republicans in California, all the people on the right, because they are just surrounded and overwhelmed. And that just sucks. Hey, Jesse, you made a great point calling out our commie military, largely authorized by Obama, being the reason Pete Hegseth is being so hunted by the left. Do you think if given 2 to 3 terms of Trump, a Trump-Vance administration has a realistic shot at rooting out much of the fraud? Listen, thank you. It says his name is Ike. Yes, I do. I'll put it this way. If we continue, because remember, Trump's done in 3 years, so nothing's going to change that. He's even said so himself. Once Trump's gone, I do worry about the right because he's been such a central figure. I worry that the right is going to be a little bit lost because there's no Trump to look to. Frankly, I think the left will be a little bit lost because they have so turned Trump into the Antichrist. I think they will not know what to do with themselves when they look around and there's no more Trump to make everything about. So I don't know which direction the right will go at the end of Trump's term because he's going away. He's not coming back. He's not going to be in power anymore. But if the right continues to select reformers, and I'll be honest, I think the right will. I think the people themselves have had enough of the Tom Tillis GOP types. I think the people have had enough of the John Cornyn types. I think that we are slowly, it's too slow, but it's happening. I think we are slowly making changes. So if we continue to elect reformers, then after a long enough time, yeah, I think we can get it cleaned out. Never completely, because it's a government, so there's always going to be fraud in there. There's always going to be scumbags in there. That's a fact. But with enough time, yes. The problem is right now, it feels desperate because we lived through 4 years of Joe Biden and we saw just how bad it was, and it shocked us. Didn't it shock you? I mean, remember when the president threatened us? Remember when he told us he was losing patience with us? And then he stood up and he called half the country a threat to democracy? That, it seems like small stuff now because it was so common. Those were huge leaps into a direction we've never gone before in this country. And we look at that and we think to ourselves, wow, these people are sick freaks. These people are evil. Someone better rein them in. And so that's part of the reason the country made changes and we went a different direction. But we can't clean out decades worth of gunk in a year or 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But it can be cleaned out with a long, focused effort. That's part of why I talk about how many different battles we have to fight before we win. That it's not one battle. It can't be just the presidency. And I know how many people feel like it should be or want it to be that because we just want a big victory. So because we won the victory in November, we just want Trump to be able to, hey, why can't he just do this? Why won't they let him just do that? Just let Trump do this. But that's not how it works. Power is not centralized in one office in this country, and that's a good thing. Power is spread out throughout the federal government, throughout the country itself with the different states, throughout the states themselves with the different towns and cities. In power is spread out, meaning we have 1,000 battles to fight. The presidency is just one. It's just one. One of a lot of them. Anyway. I should play you this because it was funny. Gregory Meeks, one of these moron Democrats, tried to give old Scott Bessent a gotcha, and it went hilariously well.
Who was the president in 2024?
One believes President Biden.
One believes? You one of those non-believers that the election, the American people didn't vote?
I am not.
You're not?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he is saying is that this guy was never the president.
I do fear a little bit. I don't think it's been forgotten by the people. I think it's been forgotten by the leadership a little bit. Excuse my cough. The fact is that, he doesn't say it is. And I think the rest of the world, I know, and I can tell you, the last meeting of the G7, the meeting of the NATO 7,
So no, I don't think this guy was president.
Should you have withdrawn earlier, given someone else a bigger chance?
I don't think it would have mattered. We left at a time when we had a good candidate. She was fully funded. And what happened was,
Listen to this. I just thought of something. Listen to Trump talk.
We were losing $1 trillion a year. Now we're not losing anything, you know? That's the way I look at it. We were losing with China on trade $1 trillion a year. More, actually. 1.1. But let's...
The subject doesn't matter. Listen to how Donald Trump talks. Then listen to Joe Biden talk.
Should you have withdrawn earlier, given someone else a bigger chance?
I don't think it would have mattered. We left at a time when we had a good candidate. She was fully funded. And what happened was, I had become...
Versus this.
I've just signed a proclamation officially designating tomorrow.
We had 4 years without a functional adult as president. I can't believe we survived. I'm legit floored that we survived the whole thing. Jesse, they just hired a hot Hispanic chick at my work. This morning I hit her with the old Buenas Tardes. Ooh.
Buenas Tardes.
She didn't actually say it, but I'm pretty sure she was impressed. Oh, buddy, she was so impressed. She was so impressed. And tell you what, don't just throw the lingo at her. Get her something to let her know you're interested. Have you ever had the cinnamon twists at Taco Bell? I'm serious. Corey, have you had these things? They melt in your mouth. They melt in your mouth. And Mexicans love them, right? Get her nothing extravagant. You don't want to act like it's about money. Get her an order of the Taco Bell cinnamon twists and see how it lands. Let me tell you what, buddy. You'd be eating homemade tamales before you know it. Before you know it. Let her know. Yeah, it's exactly right, Corey. It's authentic. Let her know that you respect her culture. All right? Let her know that. She'll be putty in your hands. Dear Milk Ankles, I just made the best breakfast sandwich ever. I pan-toasted buttered bread on both sides. I spread name-brand chunky peanut butter. Ooh. And topped it with applewood smoked thick-cut bacon. Your thoughts? That sounds amazing. You know, I haven't had chunky peanut butter in a while. We get the smooth stuff. Now I'm in the mood for some chunky. Corey, are you chunky or smooth? You're smooth. You don't like the chunky at all? Not even for a little way to mix it up or something like that? What is wrong with you? You know what? I should have known that because let me tell you something about producer Corey. I think I've told you this before. He takes the onions off of his patty melt. He gets patty melt burgers without the onions when that's like the entire point of the patty melt. I'm not even kidding. Me, I'm not worried about it because I'm my own man because I take chalk every day. I feel great. I'm not worried about it. I'm not even concerned with Corey's garbage food takes because I have so much testosterone. I don't have time to think about Corey. Natural herbal supplements are a necessity for us now. They put so much poison in everything, so much estrogen in the freaking waters, that we have to find a way to fight back against that. It doesn't matter what political battles we win. If we lose all our testosterone, we lose our country. And right now we're losing it all. A male vitality stack from Chalk will have your T levels up 20% in 90 days. You won't even recognize who you used to be. You won't have to guess either. You will know, oh my gosh, I feel so good. I'm in such a good mood. My brain works better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Final segment, next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I guess China's got a bunch of protests kicking off. And I don't know why I wanted to talk to you about this, but I just find this to be fascinating. So here's the deal in China. It's communist, but it's not as solid as you would imagine. It's shaky, if you will. They have a huge, essentially they have a million person national police force that has to go around enforcing all kinds of things because, again, the power isn't as secure as they want it to be. Xi Jinping, he's worried about his own military because the power isn't as secure as they want it to be. And the workers, we're always told they're slaves, slaves, slaves. And in large part, that's true, but they're not actual slaves. They are people who do get paychecks and they need those paychecks to live. And they work in, look, it's Chinese factories. The conditions are awful, awful. I read, last article I read on it, they were interviewing these factory workers who worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, no weekend, no nothing, 12 hours a day. Corey, that's a lot. I can't do all the math in my head, but it seems like it would be a lot. Whatever 7 times 12 is it's a lot of hours. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is not the hours. The point is they work them like dogs. Well, what do you think's happening with these tariffs right now? The tariffs are shutting down Chinese factories. We, the United States of America, we are comfortably the largest purchaser of Chinese goods on the planet. I forget what the number is. I want to say 30%. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's pretty close, that 30% of Chinese goods are purchased by the United States of America. Well, imagine taking a 30% cut in any business. So they're having to lay off factory workers. Well, there's a lot of Chinese people, a lot of them. This could spark something big. It might not. Who knows? Who knows how these things work? But it could. It has the potential to cause a regime change over there. That's kind of wild to think about, is it not? So that everything can, I guess, work for some good in the end. Mr. Kelly, I've heard multiple rants against redheads, and while I cannot disagree with your comments, I dated an angry redhead volleyball player in college. That said, isn't there an entire island off the coast of England full of them called Ireland? And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Kelly a good Irish name? Could you be harboring redhead DNA? If so, does this mean part of you is redheaded? You know, I've thought about this before because I am a Kelly, obviously, and that is about as Irish a name as you can possibly get. And red hair is so common on that island. Is there some of that in my blood? And I think there might be, because I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. We had some friends over. It was game night. We had a bunch of neighbors over to the house, and they were out back, and a bunch of people were drinking beer. I wasn't having anything that night, but a bunch of people were having beers, you know, whatever, beers at the house. And they were stuffing the beers in our outdoor trash can. We just have kind of one of these crappy plastic outdoor trash cans. I went to go take out the trash the next morning, and the neighbors had stuffed the trash can so full of beer bottles, which I did not partake in. They had stuffed the trash can so full of beer bottles that I couldn't get the bag out of the can. And I couldn't get it out of the can so badly that finally the top of the bag just tore right off. As it tears off, the trash can falls over, and now there are beer cans and beer bottles rolling all over the back of the patio. There's nobody else around at the time, so there I am on my hands and knees out back picking up empty beer bottles with stale, skunky beer all over me. I lost my temper, and I won't go into all the details, but that trash can itself is no longer in the Kelly home. The can is actually gone completely. The children heard me say some words that I'm not thrilled that I said in the exact moment. There's definitely some redhead in me. I'm telling you, there is. There is for sure.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. diet company Weight Watchers files for bankruptcy. Feminists can't catch a break around here. Town official allegedly shoots lost DoorDash driver looking for directions. Look, there are parts of this planet, parts of this country, and I've lived in these parts, where you better be real careful which driveway you pull into. People will not take kindly to you visiting. Woman arrested after a raccoon named Chewy is found with a meth pipe in the driver's seat during a police stop. Let the woman live. University of Chicago stats professor cancels the midterm and pushes students to join anti-Trump protests instead. Again, another top university that has turned into a communist recruitment camp. This is why we have to tackle that issue, and we have to stop sending them money. CBP, that'd be Border Patrol, DNA whistleblowers finally cleared. Trump reverses Biden administration's retaliation. These guys, they were brave whistleblowers. They blew the whistle. They got made whole again. Let's hope the same thing happens for the FBI whistleblowers. Stephen A. Smith says he's glad Trump won, because Democrats have played black Americans like suckers. I don't know. I don't have time for the latest thing Stephen A. Smith said to pretend like he's on our side for 5 seconds right before he goes back to trashing us. Teamsters president praises Trump's movie tariffs, rip Hollywood studios as un-American, an addiction to outsourcing our members' work. It's just what a weird, weird planet. The Teamsters are now on our side. This has never been that way before. Trump teases very, very big announcement ahead of the Middle East trip. Carney says he's on the edge of my seat. And that's Canada's new prime minister. I don't know about Carney, but we'll see what Trump gets done in the Middle East. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow for more of me. And I have to wait till tomorrow for more of you. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.